Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jockey Cage Show, CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. You're always a part of the family. And we appreciate your support of the show. If your local affiliate cuts away at any time, just go to SiriusXM 206. Use the radio.com app, CBSSportsRadio.com. And we appreciate you. The more you listen to the show, the better for all of us. All right. I've fallen for it once before, and I won't allow myself to fall for it again without asking the proper questions. He's the senior fantasy editor at USA Today Sports. He's a baseball aficionado by any standard, and that's Steve Gardner, and he joins us here on the Jockey Cage Show. And Steve, I refuse to not ask the proper questions this time around with Major League Baseball, as we see a historic month for the month of May with the most home runs ever hit, and then we see a historic June 1st with the most home runs ever hit on June 1st, I smell a rat. Is that unfair of me to cast that aspersion or to ask that question or to even feel the way I feel?
I don't think so. It's certainly fair considering that, all the records we're setting. And, right now we're averaging more home runs per game than ever in Major League history, any season throughout baseball history. So, yeah, there's got to be the question asked. And I think part of the rise in home runs is hitters' approaches. We've talked about that a little bit. But, last year, the number of home runs went down from 2017, which was the previous record. And now we've topped that this season. And, yeah, the players themselves are asking that same question. I remember talking to Sean Doolittle of the Washington Nationals, and he said there's something different with the ball. The seams are smoother. The ball feels slicker. So somehow or another in the manufacturing process, perhaps that's contributing to things. And, when you make just a slight little tweak, those things can happen when it's magnified by swinging a bat at, 100 miles per hour and hitting exit velocities of 110, 120. So, yeah, everything is all extreme these days, and the home runs are a byproduct of that.
Is it bad for baseball that pretty much we could name at least five, maybe six of the teams that will make the postseason in October on June the 2nd?
It is, but then again, it's also good to have the super team concept as well. I think we want to see the best teams in October. We want to see the World Series matchup where we definitely don't have any flukes in the group. So I think it's good and bad from that standpoint. When the Yankees and the Red Sox are good, that's good for baseball from a national standpoint. And I think the teams that are doing well this year, the Astros are very interesting. The Minnesota Twins are very interesting. The Dodgers are interesting. So from that standpoint, I think we get a lot of interest around the teams, but maybe the pennant races aren't as much. But I think baseball points toward October, and that's really the ultimate yardstick.
Steve, how much better are the Dodgers than every other team in the National League?
They're pretty darn good. And when you can have injuries and just have guys like Will Smith comes up from the minor leagues last night and hits the game-winning home run, a backup catcher who was in the minors a few days ago, that shows you the Dodgers' advantage that they have over everybody, and that's in depth. Whether it's in the starting rotation where they can lose guys to injuries and have somebody come up and fill that spot, there's really no real weakness on the Dodger team unless you maybe consider the middle relief an injury here or there as a weakness. But right now the Dodgers are playing by far the best ball in the National League, and they look like favorites to get back to the World Series for the third straight year.
We could see Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell find homes this week because now teams will not lose a draft pick if they were to sign them. Do you have any gut feel on the major suspects about where they may end up?
I know where I'd like to see, or at least what makes the best fit for Dallas Keuchel, for instance. I think Milwaukee is a really good fit for them, for him. They don't have any left-handers in their starting rotation now with Gio Gonzalez down. So I think that would help them in that regard. As for Kimbrel, there are so many teams whose bullpens could use somebody with the stability that Kimbrel has provided over the the bulk of his career. I look at the Phillies that could, you're looking at obviously contenders. So
sure.
The Phillies, teams that don't have the lockdown closer, I think they would be a good choice. I think the Atlanta Braves, certainly a return to Atlanta could certainly be in the cards. I think that maybe if I were putting odds out, I'd say Atlanta may be the slight favorite over everybody. And it doesn't look like, though, he will go back to Boston, just because the Red Sox could have signed him without having to pay that draft pick price earlier in the season, and they haven't done it yet.
May, if I was to say to you about so many teams being out of it right now, or appearing to be pretty much half of Major League Baseball out of postseason contention on June 2nd, does that mean that the door for deals will be made quicker this year, that we won't have to wait till the trade deadline to see player movement, especially now that there's not that non-waiver trade deadline of August 31st anymore? You get one trade deadline and that's it, and that's July 31st.
I think you're right, and we will see a lot of those teams, especially we're going to see a market for relief pitching and depth in the bullpen. I think that's what all contenders want to do, is fortify their depth in the bullpen going into the second half of the season and toward the playoffs. I think we will see teams like Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, Seattle. There's already rumors that Seattle may be looking to trade Jay Bruce to the Phillies. I think, June 1st now is kind of like the green flag for a time to start looking for trades, and teams already seem to be exploring those possibilities because so many teams are already out of it and looking to rebuild.
Do you believe it's a two-team race in the National League East?
I do. I think eventually we will see Philadelphia and Atlanta kind of separate themselves from the other teams. Washington, there are so high expectations for them, even losing Bryce Harper in the offseason, just because of bringing in Patrick Corbin and still the great core around him. But again, bullpen woes have taken this team and just decimated it. And you get Washington has the most innings from their starters in all of baseball, the fewest from the bullpen, and the bullpen has just torched all the good things that the starting staff has done to the point where, they're 8 games under .500, looking up at 3 teams, and I don't see the Nationals getting back into the mix right now.
And that is that's crazy, considering the investment that they made. What has your thought been on Bryce Harper in his debut in Philadelphia? The home run numbers and the RBI numbers look mighty impressive to me, and the walk numbers.
Yeah, I just don't understand, if Philly fans have, these lofty expectations or what. But Bryce Harper, except for his batting average,
By the way, is up to .245 today or something like that.
Yeah,
it's almost .250 now.
He's been pretty hot lately. So I think the only thing I've heard that Philly fans complain about is the batting average. They're not complaining about the effort. He certainly put that forth. Defensively, he was one of the worst players in the advanced metrics defensively last year. He's been great this year, and he's hitting the home runs. He's getting on base, as you said. Still has a very high on-base percentage, which is helping Reese Hoskins and JT Realmuto and everybody else in that lineup. So I don't think there is anything that you can criticize about Bryce Harper in his first year there in Philadelphia.
I keep hearing from the sabermetric people that it's always having a terrible year, and I'm watching the games and saying, I just don't agree. I just don't agree.
No, I don't know what sabermetric stats that people are looking at, because defensively, again, he's been excellent. He's getting on base. I don't know what else. He's hitting home runs. I don't know what else you could ask from the guy.
Gotta love it. Steve, I appreciate it, and enjoy the month of June, and let's hope there's some big storylines coming our way soon.
I have a feeling there will be.
There you go. Thanks, Steve.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same? Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.